Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 772. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Looks Aren't Everything. Now, this isn't about your vanity. We all want to look good in our body, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Of course, if that process involves you being a complete jerk and, you know, not taking care of other priorities and needs and people, then no, it's not a good thing. But just the general idea of us wanting to look good is not a bad thing at all. But what we're going to talk about today is actually nutrition. And what this kind of deals with is I was scrolling through the wonderful world of Instagram, and a picture for a healthy meal came up. And it was a meal that had salmon, like half an avocado, quinoa, spinach, you know, asparagus, all these things that we associate with being healthy. And the person showed like their plate, and they were talking about just, you know, healthy food and eating healthy. And it was kind of an image that was just paired with a general message. And somebody said, wow, this meal looks really healthy. And I was thinking to myself, I don't think people get into the details enough. If you look at that meal, yes, it would look healthy. But how are we defining healthy? Just because it has green stuff doesn't mean it's good for us. And how do we know if what was on that plate was enough? Was it too much? Did it have everything we really needed? When we look at food, when we consider what we eat, how are we judging what's healthy? How do you judge what's healthy? As I've been through different stages in my life, I've viewed food differently. You know, when I was trying to build my most amount of muscle, like when I was younger, you were touted as having like the more protein, the better. And they even recommended in fitness magazines and stuff like 2 grams per pound of body weight for protein, which we found out now is stupid and you don't need that much. But they would recommend that. So what was healthy to me, meaning like what made a meal good, was if it had a lot of protein. So I would just eat a lot of meat and maybe some carbs. So I'd have like, you know, steak and rice. But I wouldn't think about vegetables or fruit, because who gives a shit? There's a lot of like volume in a vegetable and a fruit that doesn't contain enough calories per volume, meaning I'd get full before I'd get all the protein in that I needed. And those aren't really high in protein. So I knew they were quote unquote healthy, but I wasn't deciding what was I going to eat based on fruits and vegetables. I was eating it based on protein content. Then, as I've gotten older in life and life has gotten more busy, a factor of convenience is now in there. So how can I eat healthy, but how can I eat fast? I need food kind of like really quick and pretty good. So I'm willing to give up a little bit of health in order to get convenience. A lot of people are. Now, can we give up something other than health? Yes, I might be able to give up, like, say, variety of taste. So I've talked about it in podcasts before that I have microwavable jasmine rice and pre-cooked microwavable chicken sausages that I eat as meals throughout the day, typically once or twice a day. It's pretty much every damn day. And does the meal taste okay? Yes. Is it amazing? Not really. I don't really care. I'm just putting it in my face. It covers what I need, but that's really it. So I'm looking for convenience. Some people might decide on something being healthy because of just the calorie content. As long as it's low calories, it's healthy. So as long as I'm only having 100 calories of ice cream is healthy. If I'm only having one slice of pizza and it fits in my calorie count, then pizza's healthy. So they decide based on calories. Some people I've talked to, they based on fiber. If something had high fiber, they said, oh, that's really healthy. And it was like, okay, it's arbitrary, but good for you. Some people, if they have, you know, carb phobia, if something has no carbs in it, they call it healthy. And it's like, well, that doesn't make any damn sense. But they'll do that. Some people have absence of sugar. They go, oh, that's really low sugar, so that's definitely healthy for you. Why? Why is sugar bad? Now, is excessive sugar bad? Yes. But some sugar? At times you're super active? No. So I had a client one time ask me about, they had a friend who wrote a book about nutrition, and it said that if you consume sugar, you're at higher risk for cancer. Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, cancer cells can grow from anything that feeds growth. So calories. Is excessive amount of sugars faster digestible and cause like insulin issues and blood sugar issues, and can it negatively impact cholesterol and all these other healthy things? Yes, but it's excessive sugar, not just sugar in general. If you have 1 gram of sugar, you will not instantly get cancer. So what we really consider is kind of a multifaceted thing, but what we're going to go through today is the most important thing we want to consider when something is healthy is what effect is it going to have on our body. If I eat anything in excess, if I eat the most organic, grass-fed, whatever the hell it is, thing that hippies like, so picking on people, but basically if I eat the most healthiest thing in the world, but I eat 3 times as much as I really need, that has negative consequences on our health. We get digestive stress that we didn't need to deal with. We maybe turn some of those excess calories into body fat. Doesn't matter how healthy the food was. If it's excess calories, it can be converted to body fat. It can also lead towards, depending on like certain components that are inside of it, it can lead towards negative like arterial health. So there are like blood vessel health. There are a lot of effects in excess of food, regardless of what the food is. Now, if I eat crappy food, but I maintain a proper caloric content, does that mean that I'm going to be healthy? Not necessarily. If I'm allowed to have, say, 1,000 calories a day and not gain weight, well, if I have 1,000 calories of pure sugar, that's probably not a good idea. I'm going to have a lot of muscle wasting because I don't have enough protein in my diet. I'm going to feel like crap because my energy source is super fast digesting. I'm going to have huge ups and downs. You're going to have huge mood swings. So then with all the sugar intake, you might have increased stress levels throughout the day due to all the variable kind of ways you'll feel, high amounts of cortisol. There's a lot of just cascading effects. So when we look through this, what I wanted to do today was just kind of discuss, when we look at food and we consider what's healthy, let's dive a little deeper past that. And let's say, what are we defining as healthy? How do we think of healthy correctly? So I went through and I looked at that meal, and I'm going to post this podcast in association with a picture of the meal. So if you check out our social media channels under the name Brutal Iron Gym on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, you'll see the picture. But it's a meal of salmon, avocado. It has 1 whole egg cut in half with like sprinkled shit on it to make it look good, quinoa, about 1/2 cup of quinoa, 4 asparagus stalks, and about 1/2 cup of spinach underneath everything to make it look green and pretty. So I went through, and it's about 3 ounces of salmon, which is 177 calories, 11 grams of fat, and 17 grams of protein. If we look at the half of avocado, that's 161 calories, 14 grams of fat, 17 grams of carbs, but 13 of those are fiber, and 4 grams of protein. So I went through and I did the rest of the food. The meal came out to is 544 calories, 32 grams of fat, 41 grams of carbs, and 33 grams of protein. Again, is that healthy? It looks like it's healthy because it's green stuff and it's things that we're told are healthy for us. But we don't know why we're told that. If I told you I had a meal to feed you, and it was 544 calories, 32 grams of fat, 41 grams of carbs, and 33 grams of protein, would you say that that's healthy? You'd say maybe. Like, you know, if I'm having 3 of those meals a day and my normal caloric allowance is 1,500, then that's going to put me about my right calorie amount. So, yeah, I guess that's healthy. Or, well, you know, I'm on a ketogenic diet. I'm not supposed to have any carbs. So it's 41 grams of carbs. That's not healthy. Or you're on a low-fat diet, and this one has 32 grams of fat. Oh my gosh, that's insane. It'd be so unhealthy. If somebody said, well, I'm supposed to have 150 grams of protein a day, this meal only has 33, I'd have to have like 5 of these meals. So that's not healthy because it doesn't have enough protein. So you can look through this, and we can kind of like guesstimate or wonder you know, are we picking healthy food? And how do we judge? So, way, way, way back when, in podcast 41, I've talked about that one a lot. It was titled Diet Right, What Matters Most. We talked about the components of what makes a diet correct, in the sense of what makes a diet healthy. What makes a diet do what we want it to do? Whether it's for fat loss, whether it's to build muscle, whether it's to have good general health for blood work, whether it's to have sport performance. What we look at is, where should I give most of my attention? What has the biggest impact on the outcome of my diet? Therefore, whatever has the biggest impact, if I control that, then that makes the diet the healthiest in respect to my goal. The most important thing to look at is calories. Calories determine the direction of your body weight. If you eat too few of calories, your body weight will go down. If you eat less calories than you need, like in a caloric deficit, you'll lose weight. What that weight is a different thing, but you're going to lose weight. If you eat too many calories, regardless of what the food is, no matter how quote-unquote healthy it's supposed to be. So if you ate what is in this meal, the salmon, avocado, whole egg, quinoa, asparagus, and spinach, but you ate twice the food that's on that plate, which is actually about what most people would eat because when you look at the picture, the serving sizes are very small. So I could eat probably four of these plates. But that one single plate is 500 calories. Most people are going to eat twice as much what's on that plate. So they're going to have a 1,000-calorie meal. Even though that meal would be salmon, avocado, whole egg, quinoa, things we think are healthy, you would still gain weight. So calories are most important. You must have your calories controlled. The next most important thing is the macronutrient quantity. How much carbs, fats, and protein is in it compared to each of the nutrients? Meaning, do I have enough protein in this meal for all my repair, maintenance, and health needs of what protein is supposed to do in my body? Protein must be controlled. You must have enough of it for you to feel good, be healthy, and have kind of the body repair and body systems and overall health of the body that we want. Carbohydrates are just a source of energy, and fats do a couple healthy things in their body plus their energy as well. But if I only have a diet full of carbs and fats, but I have no protein or very, very little protein, I'm going to have very little muscle mass, very little joint health, very little repair of my body as I go through life and cause stress to it. So you have to make sure you have enough protein. The third most important thing is meal timing. That has nothing to do with what's on this plate. It has more to do with when you eat this plate. But those three things are the most important and most influential things when we look at diets. The fourth most important is the macronutrient quality. What is the quote-unquote healthiness of the fats, carbs, and proteins that I'm choosing? So, for example, in this meal, salmon might appear healthier to people than, say, the same amount of beef, ground beef. They might say, oh, red meat's not healthy for you. Well, if it has the same nutrient profile, calories, grams of fat, and protein content, is it really that much different? What would be the negative health impact if it's the same calories, same fat, and same protein? By the way, neither meat has carbohydrates in it. So that's why I'm not naming those. But that's what we want to look at, is the quality of what we eat. Like whether I eat quinoa or I eat white rice. Who cares? If it's the same amount of calories, same amount of carbs, what's the real difference? Is there a difference? The answer is yes, there is a difference. There's a difference in the healthiness of the diet. But the quality of what you eat doesn't matter if you aren't also controlling calories, protein, and meal timing. You can't judge healthiness of a diet solely based on the what of what you eat. You need to base healthiness based on how much of it you're eating, what's in it, meaning carbs, fats, and protein balance, and when you eat it. Then the what in regards to quality of what you're eating, then that matters. Too often people define healthy wrong, which is why they don't look the way they want to look, they don't feel the way they want to feel. They're eating healthy, quote unquote, but they're not getting the results they expect. It's because your definition of healthy is wrong. You probably haven't even really thought of what you define as healthy. Could you write it on a piece of paper? Could you tell a definition to a friend? Could you explain it to a class, classroom of kids? Can you verbalize what your definition of healthy is? If it only has to do with the quality of what you're eating, your definition of healthy is incomplete. So we always want to consider calories, protein content, meal timing, and then the quality of what you're eating. Okay? So how do we know how many calories we're supposed to eat? If you have been listening to this podcast for a long time, I'm surprised you're still asking that question. I don't mean to be a jerk, but we talk about it all the time. So podcast 153 is titled, How Many Calories Do I Need? Go listen to podcast 153. If you can't find the link for it, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com and we'll send you the direct link. But that answers the calories question. Then you're going to say, well, for the second thing, well, how much protein do I need? Well, what do you know? We have podcast number 33, way back when in podcast 33, titled, How Much Protein Do You Need? So there you go. Then you're going to ask, well, meal timing, that's the third most important thing. Do you have a podcast for that? Well, yes, we do. It's podcast number 249. Then you would look at the quality of what you eat. Podcast 21 for carbs, podcast 29 for fat, and we do have a quality of protein, which is going to be podcast 216. Now, I'll include this in the notes when you write the description of the podcast, all these numbers. But again, if you need to find the links, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com, tell us which link you need, and we'll send it to you directly. But that's how we define healthy. You have to consider the calories of what you're eating first. Then the balance of the macronutrients. Does it have enough protein? Then you have to consider, when am I eating this? It might be the right food, but at the wrong time. Then you pay attention to the quality of what you're eating. So hopefully this was helpful. So just because you see a plate of salmon, avocado, whole eggs, and quinoa with asparagus and spinach does not mean it's healthy. It looks healthy, yes, because we've been trained in our brain to think that green things are healthy, okay? But how do we actually know? How can we avoid the I eat healthy, but I don't look the way I want? I don't feel the way I want. I don't perform the way I want. How do we get away from that trap where we eat healthy, but we're not getting the results we want? How we avoid that is by better defining what healthy is. Hopefully this podcast helped. If you want any help or you need any help with nutrition or anything like that, remember you can always reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Our website is www.brutalirongym.com. Right now we're offering free consultations that we record so other people can learn from. Absolutely free. We just record it. It's anonymous. Don't worry about it. No one's going to know it's you. Just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com and we'll handle that for you. But the help that you would need to be successful is here. We're here. Holy freaking crap. I can't be more here for you, rather than driving to your home. So let us know what you need. We'll get you an answer for it. We will make sure that you live your healthiest and happiest life. Please reach out with anything you need. Hopefully this was helpful. If you like the podcast, please share it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can positively influence the lives of. So please share it. Help people live healthier and happier lives. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. That's where you'll see the picture of this food so that we have a clue what I'm talking about today. Also, if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. So the podcast is for you. We're doing this for you. So let us know what you want to know. And you can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.